Ice is still clearing from the lower Copper River, but fishery managers are already looking to the upcoming season. Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Mark Somerville says the preseason forecast calls for returns of about 1.53 million sockeye and 60,000 kings.
The forecast for sockeye is about the same as last year and still a little bit on the low side compared to the five-year average. And then for the king salmon, that forecast is actually a pretty decent forecast for what we've seen over the last few years.
In terms of pandemic impacts on upriver subsistence and personal use fisheries, Somerville says there's only one significant change.
The big changes that we're going to see with COVID is that we are now issuing permits for dip netting above the bridge or fish wheels above the bridge. Those permits are now available online.
While the state will also issue permits through the mail and at fish and game offices, Somerville says mandatory harvest reporting will now be exclusively online.
Also, if you fail to return your permit in the Chittenden Subdistrict Personal Use Fishery this year, if you fail to return your harvest report or return a report saying that you did not fish, you will lose your ability to get that permit in the future.
The Copper River personal use dipnet fishery is tentatively scheduled to open June 7th. A post by Hem Charters says that they will be operating, but under guidelines which require half capacity on boats unless passengers are from the same household. It says fees must be paid online when booking a charter, an effort to eliminate potential transaction exposure to COVID-19. And Dan Bross.